Okay, Gail. Gail's one of the most compassionate and forgiving persons I know, so I know she forgives me.
So I came to Word and Life when my daughter, my youngest child, was a baby. She's now 33. I was gone for 7 of those years, but I came back. There was nothing like this where I moved to, and I was so happy to be back. I came to learn more about this book. And what I found was the freedom to live in a new way. Each coordinator, each speaker, each topic at Word and Life has had a tremendous impact on me. The first person who impacted me was Kay Cedar. Kay gave up the opportunity for herself to attend Word and Life in order to provide childcare for those of us young moms who wouldn't have been able to come without her. And at the end of the morning, she would say, "Oh, your child is a perfect angel." I knew better, but Kay was the angel. Louise Rapp loved scripture. She would start each meeting with a simple story from her daily life that made that study of the day so real and relevant for all of us. It was confirmation that scripture really was about the real lives of real people. And I learned that Job and I had a lot in common. Father Virgil had faith as solid as a rock. He believed in a God, as he used to say, who was more of a verb than a noun. And he convinced me that I might be closest to God when I fail, when I'm vulnerable, and that I didn't have to be perfect. And there was nothing I could do to lose the love of that God. The constancy of Virgil's faith encouraged me, and I grew to trust myself, and I grew more courageous. Virgil also taught that life is about living and dealing with differences. He modeled that in his own life, a person who was comfortable with anyone, anywhere, from Hell's Angels on their Harleys to those folks who were attending daily mass. Again, that illustrated freedom to me. Through Word and Life, I was introduced to the Religious Education Congress, where I heard Father Richard Rohr. The first time I heard him speak, I left the arena in tears. I do cry easily, but I know when I've been touched deeply, and I've been in tears this morning too. Father Richard put into words thoughts that I had deep inside me but did not have the ability to articulate. There was truth. There was freedom. And if I had to pick one study, and I challenged myself, what do I remember? And those of you who know me know that I don't read a lot of books. But I remembered this book, Jesus and the Nonviolent Revolution. And I had Alice's reflection booklet right here, still inside of it, when I pulled it off my shelf. And it was on a page that I thought, oh my gosh, I've got to read this. Jesus' approach stood in unique opposition to the prevailing assumptions of his day. He articulated an altogether different way. He did not come in the sectarian guise of his time, offering redemption only to those belonging to a particular group. He came with a prophetic message concerned for the good of all, and with an eagerness to bring God's kingdom within reach of everybody, even the enemy. The freedom and courage that I had gradually gained in Warden Life became the foundation for my aspiration to live a nonviolent life. As Dear Alice and Mary Sue have taught, I've learned that going inside and spending time in silence is a necessary accompaniment to living nonviolently in thought, word, and deed. I'm working on that. Warden Life has been my little church. It has opened my eyes, expanded my vision. I'm grateful for the dear friends I've made here who have accompanied me as I've shared my struggles and my failures and my joys, all being received with compassion and love. I'm deeply grateful to Jenny Cashman and all those in their wisdom who saw who had this vision 40 years ago. And I want to thank Bob and Judith and all the Word and Life team for believing there's something of value here and for their hard work to make it happen. Happy birthday.
That was worth the wait. Thank you, Gail. Okay, now.